here's a story from The World.
The protests spread from Tunisia like a wave across North Africa and the Middle East. These were among the first major protests to happen in the age of social media. It's been described as a social network revolution.
An uprising powered by Twitter and Facebook.
An aging autocrat outorganized and outmaneuvered by kids with keyboards.
Definitely, this is the internet revolution.
Where the most powerful weapon was social networking.
The Facebook revolution makes a good headline, but what role did social media really play in the Arab uprisings? Here's The World's Lydia Emanuelidou.
Activist Wael Ghonim once said, "If you want to liberate a society, all you need is the internet."
I said those words back in 2011, when a Facebook page I anonymously created helped spark the Egyptian revolution.
In this TED Talk he gave years later, Ghonim explained what led him to create the page. He was a Google executive at the time, and while browsing Facebook, he saw a photo of a young Egyptian businessman beaten to death by police after trying to expose police corruption. His name was Khalid Said.
I could not sleep that night, and I decided to do something. I anonymously created a Facebook page and called it "We Are All Khalid Said."
The page grew quickly and became the most followed in the Arab world. Hundreds of thousands of people would gather there to crowdsource ideas and share news that the Mubarak regime wouldn't allow in traditional media. In January 2011, they watched as people in Tunisia brought down their government with massive protests.
I saw a spark of hope.
Egyptians on social media wondered, if Tunisians did it, why can't we? Ghonim used his Facebook page to call for a revolution against corruption, injustice, and dictatorship. On January 25th, Egyptians flooded the streets of Cairo and other cities demanding change. The government shut down the internet and tried to stop them, but they didn't give up. And within 18 days...
There is some significant breaking news in Egypt at this hour. President Hosni Mubarak has stepped down.
As thousands danced and celebrated in the streets, Ghonim phoned in to CNN.
This revolution started online. This revolution started on Facebook.
You're giving Facebook a lot of credit for this.
Yeah, for sure. I want to meet Mark Zuckerberg one day and thank him, actually.
As protests erupted in other countries like Libya, people in the diaspora tried to help.
We wanted to participate using social media and the internet.
From Winnipeg, Libyan-Canadian Ayat Menena created the page Shabab Libya, or Libyan Youth Movement. She'd gather information from a network of sources on the ground in Libya and then put out updates on the social media feeds. There were challenges from the very beginning.
We constantly had to block people. There was a lot of pro-regime propaganda that was following us everywhere.
One night, they suddenly got thousands of new followers from Serbia.
They were all pro-Gaddafi, and they flooded all of our comments, and they posted so many pro-regime things, and they kind of attacked all of our information.
Menena enlisted volunteers. They blocked people who spammed their pages. But fake accounts kept popping up and gaining huge followings.
They would kind of stoke the fire and say things that they knew that would get people on different sides of the conflict really riled up.
What she's describing might not seem that surprising today. Governments and regimes all over the world have weaponized social media to launch coordinated propaganda and harassment campaigns, or to surveil people. But at the time, this was new, and it got worse.
Online, it got so bad and so out of control.
This is a Libyan activist who was in Benghazi helping organize massive protests during the Arab uprisings. He later went to Canada and got political asylum. He didn't want us to use his name because he fears for his safety. He says Libyan social media was a hotbed of misinformation and hate back then and now.
There is no words to describe how angry I am at Facebook, at Twitter. The hate, the racism, the things they allow, the violence.
He says these companies lack the cultural context, the political knowledge, and the language skills to deal with not just Libya, but most content in Arabic. If you think social media is bad in English, he says, you wouldn't believe your eyes in Arabic.
In Arabic, we're not worried about getting canceled, we're worried about getting killed.
This activist told me he despises this idea that the Arab uprisings were fueled by social media. He says that might be a comforting narrative for the West, but it's not true. And it gives white men in Silicon Valley credit for what people like him did.
You didn't give me revolution. Like, you didn't teach me how to protest. I'll give you the credit for the revolution if you take the credit for the civil war.
Because Libya did dissolve into civil war after the Gaddafi regime crumbled. Different factions weaponized social media to vie for power, hunt down opponents, and to stoke division and ethnic hatred. It happened elsewhere too. People in Myanmar, inspired by the uprisings in Tunisia and Egypt, tried to use social media to organize. But hate-filled posts and propaganda against the Rohingya, ethnic and religious minority, helped incite a genocide. Facebook has since said it's investing more in people and technology to help curb hate speech in non-English language countries. But the activist from Libya says it's just not enough. As for Wael Ghonim, the activist who started the Facebook page in Egypt, he's come around on this too.
The hardest part for me was seeing the tool that brought us together tearing us apart.
This is from an interview with Frontline Documentaries in 2018. The polarization, the harassment, that all happened in Egypt too.
I was extremely naive in a way I don't like actually now. I don't like admitting that, oh wow, how naive I was thinking that these are liberating tools.
He said he realized social media platforms enable and even reward bad behavior, sensational and divisive content, and that with so little accountability, these tools are more likely to be used for bad than for good. In that TED talk he gave years after the Arab uprisings, he described how his thinking has evolved this way.
I once said, if you want to liberate a society, all you need is the internet. I was wrong.
Today he said, I believe that if we want to liberate society, we first need to liberate the internet. For the world, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou.